And hello, good people of the internet. It is I, Tommy Kelly, and this is Adventures in Woo-Woo. And in this episode, I'm going to give you kind of a meditation idea about being the chosen one. Welcome to this wonderful abandoned building that is Stevenstown House. And technically trespassing, I assume, but it's definitely a haunt of where a lot of photographers seem to hang out. Not so sure about the spirits. It seems quite empty to me. Probably more drinking and drug taking goes on in this place than seances. But who knows, maybe people do come out here and commune with the dead. Who knows? Anyway. What I want to talk about today is this idea of a meditation, which was born out of an experience I had during the Reiki sessions that I was doing, that I've talked about in the Reiki Diaries on this channel. And it basically is the idea that we are told, and we're kind of brought up by society and by people and friends, community and all that, to never get above your station, never think too highly of yourself, to be always in your place. And kind of the biggest crime, or one of the biggest personal crimes we can do, is thinking that we are awesome or special or chosen or in some way different in a more positive way than other people. It just seems like a very social crime to do, you know, something that you're just not allowed to do. And I've seen it in my own life in many different ways that you're never allowed to think highly of yourself in any of the places where I kind of tried to excel myself, but not necessarily express myself is the word. And it's like, don't think you're a good musician, you know, it's not something that is deemed appropriate, you know. Never feel that. You should always feel bad about yourself. You should always be, you know, self-effacing and, you know, almost derogatory to yourself. You should always put yourself down. And that's seen almost like virtue that, you know, that you can't. I remember once someone saying to me, asking me, can I sing? And I said, I can sing. I didn't say I was a good singer. I didn't say I had a great ability, but I can sing. Like, I mean, there's no question I can sing. I'm not a great singer. But she was horrified that I said yes to that question, because like her response was, your response is meant to be, oh no, I can't. Oh, and then sometime later someone hears you saying, oh, you really can. That, you know, that's kind of how we do it. Now, I think in the States there's kind of a, well, ostensibly in the States there's this kind of thing that you have, you're seen as that, you know, the American dream, that you're to push yourself and become the greatest of the greats and all of that kind of thing. But anyone I've kind of interacted with from the States, the reality of it seems quite different. There still seems to be that thing, don't get above your station. There's still that tall poppy syndrome that, you know, if you think you're good, that's a crime, that's a sin, that's something you're not allowed to do, you know. And it's just, it's, and if you do feel it, you're big-headed, you know, you're wrong, you're a bad person. So even though the American dream is there, it still doesn't seem in practice, from my experience of talking to people, that it still is an issue that people have the world around, this kind of thing, that you're not allowed to think that you're good at something, or excel at something, or be special. I think the thing, it's the specialness, think you're better than other people. That's it, exactly. You cannot think you're better than other people. So there was an experience I had during a Reiki session where what happened was that I became the center of the universe. I talked about this in one of the videos, but it's like I was allowed for that 40 minutes, 50 minutes of the Reiki session to feel special, to feel like the chosen one, to feel like the center of the universe, to feel that I had been levitating above people, that I was, you know, higher being, all of these things that you're not allowed to talk about, you know. It's like, if you're enlightened, you're not allowed to say it because that's big-headed, or it's presumptuous and it's not for you to say it, for other people, or, you know, you can never be the chosen one because who are you to think you were special? Don't feel special. And in this kind of session, I was allowed to feel special. I was allowed to feel chosen. So my kind of idea out of that is to do a kind of a regular meditative practice where you put yourself at the center of the universe, where you put yourself as the chosen one, where you allow yourself to be a great spiritual being, a highly evolved being, a Buddha, a Jesus, a Maitreya, you know, like a chosen one, someone who is the center of the universe, who is all powerful, all knowing, all of these things that for a large extent we're not allowed to believe about ourselves because that's not right. And I find it immensely powerful of meditation. Of course, like, the problem, and I understand why there is this thing, is because you can't go around in your day-to-day life thinking you're the chosen one. Because it's not, apart from it not being socially acceptable, it's not socially viable. People don't like that. You can't interact with people from that kind of idea, that kind of stance, that kind of angle. So I think it's good to do in a meditative kind of journeying type way, but not in your interactions with other people. Like, it obviously will inform, if you do it regularly enough, will start informing your things, and it will increase your confidence, and it will certainly increase your sense of being and your sense of importance, and it will definitely increase your magic and your sense of being a magician in the center of the universe and having more authority. And well, certainly that's what it has done for me in my meditation practice using these things, where you're allowing yourself to feel like the chosen one, to feel special, to feel unique, to feel like you are greatness, you know, you are the universe special person. And it's just, if whatever way you can get that feeling, for me it's around my heart chakra, that's just me. It could be for you, it could be anywhere else, or it could be just an overall feeling. But it's just to, when you get these feelings in of, oh, I can't feel like this, I couldn't possibly think these thoughts, you let them go and you feel like you are the most special person in the world. And maybe have someone that, whoever you feel is the kind of epitome of that kind of thought. Like, maybe it could be Jesus for you, it could be Buddha, it could be, I don't know, any number of, I was going to say mythical creatures, any number of archetypes that you want. And kind of in an NLP or an invocation sense, do modeling in that. Try and feel how that person would feel. What does a chosen person feel like? If you're having problem feeling as a chosen person. So it's kind of, in a sense, that fake it till you make it, but it's like wearing the clothes of someone who is the chosen, who is the special spiritual person, who is the unique one, who is Neo from The Matrix. That kind of, you know, and you will, of course, begin to believe. And then when you're done with your meditation, you know, consolidate it, integrate it, bring all that kind of stuff with it, but try to then go out into the world in humble spirit. Like, this is not about something about building yourself up to be, don't go above your station in the sense don't think you're better than you are, but don't not think you're better than you are. That's the thing where you're doing, where we're kind of trying to find our level, find where we are, and I think we cut off too early, and allowing ourselves to go too far and becoming the chosen one can kind of upper level a bit. It'll have some impact on you anyway. So I think you kind of know what I'm on about with this, although I'm probably not explaining it as well as I could do, but let me know how you get on. Do it maybe 5-10 minutes, a couple of times a week, allowing yourself to feel this immense chosenness. And it was certainly something that had a big impact on me during the Reiki and in subsequent meditation things. So, good people of the internet, I hope that helps. And please do let me know if you use that technique, how it worked out for you. So, until our next adventure, be well.